The Writer Files, a member of the Podglomerate Network. I want to mention a great resource for writers, and this month's sponsor, Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories. I'll expound later in the show, but the short version is this long-awaited book about the craft of creative writing from New York Times bestselling author Steve Almond sets out to debunk the well-meaning but misguided myths that hold us back from writing our deepest and most honest work. Pick up a copy today of Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, wherever you buy books, more soon. Greetings, scribes. I have got some exciting news to share. The Writer Files now has an exclusive Patreon community where subscribers will get exclusive access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and content from productivity and publishing experts each month. In the meantime, just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles. It's free to join Patreon to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something special. The Writer Files is brought to you by StudioPress, the industry standard for premium WordPress themes and plugins. Built on the Genesis framework, StudioPress delivers state-of-the-art SEO tools, beautiful and fully responsive design, airtight security, instant updates, and much more. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why over 177,000 website owners trust StudioPress. Go to rainmaker.fm/StudioPress right now. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. These are the Writer Files, a tour of the habits, habitats, and brains of working writers. From online content creators to fictionists, journalists, entrepreneurs, and beyond. I'm your host, Kellen Reed, writer, podcaster, and mediaphile. And each week, we'll discover how great writers keep the ink flowing, the cursor moving, and avoid writer's block. The best-selling author of 11 books, including the 80s-defining Bright Lights, Big City, Jay McInerney, took a break this week to chat with me about his new book, the writing process, and some timeless tips from his mentor, Raymond Carver. Vanity Fair called McInerney our modern-day F. Scott Fitzgerald, and his most recent work, Bright Precious Days, is a novel that's described as a sexy, vibrant, cross-generational New York story, a literary and commercial triumph of the highest order. The author is a renowned short story writer, screenwriter, and actor who's lived in New York for 3 decades and rubbed elbows with a laundry list of literary lions, including his mentors Tobias Wolff and Raymond Carver. In addition to fiction, Jay writes a highly regarded wine column for Town & Country magazine and has written several essay collections on wine. The author recently joined the Print Street podcast as a culinary and arts correspondent and has interviewed director Francis Ford Coppola, author Stephanie Dandler, and celebrity chefs including Eric Repair, to name a few. Join us for this 2-part interview. And if you're a fan of the show, please click subscribe to automatically see new shows and help other writers to find us. In part 1 of the file, Jay and I discuss why it's not a bad thing to be compared to your betters, how to incorporate your passions into your writing, why you need to sit at your desk every day and listen to the voices in your head, the author's process of discovery at the level of language, and how the right soundtrack can inspire your writing. And we are rolling today on the Writer Files with an especially special guest. That sounds terrible as an intro, but Jay McInerney is here, the esteemed author of 11 books now, it would seem. Best-selling author, short story master, screenwriter, I guess you could put on your resume as well.
Yeah, done a few of those.
wine columnist. And and now podcast interviewer, I understand.
I've been participating in a podcast called Live from Print Street, which is supposed to be food and wine centric, although actually I've ended up interviewing Francis Ford Coppola and Stephanie Dandler, the novelists, and veered more in the direction of the arts than food and wine.
It's really cool to hear. Actually, I'm a big fan of the show. At least your McInerney minute there when you are rapping with it seems like some of your friends, some of your peers, from both the culinary and the arts worlds, which is really fantastic to hear. But
it's a nice medium.
yeah. So I'll put that in the show notes so that listeners can seek that out as well. But we're really here to talk about your latest, which just arrived yesterday as of this recording. But the new one, which is Bright Precious Days, is getting a lot of buzz, a lot of amazing press. And do you find it intimidating at all that Vanity Fair has compared you to one of your, I think, favorite authors? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I think you're talking about F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that freaked me out a little bit. In fact, that comparison came up quite a bit when I published Bright Lights, Big City, partly because I guess it was because I was relatively young, because the book was wildly successful in somewhat in the manner of Scott Fitzgerald's This Side of Paradise. And, you know, when it was about young people, going wild, essentially.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, I guess we're both Irish American writers. And it was funny because I was not that much of a Fitzgerald fan at the time. In college, I really gravitated toward Hemingway and particularly The Sun Also Rises. And so then I started to really reread Fitzgerald and found that I really did love his work. And yet it was a comparison that was a little hard to live up to. I mean, not many people write a novel as great as The Great Gatsby. And it's a little, so you don't want to necessarily compare yourself to your betters. So on the other hand, I am a great admirer, and I actually think that, he did somewhat influence my later work.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned an invaluable resource for writers. Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories based on three decades of writing, failing, and trying again. Author Steve Almond is a beloved professor at Harvard and Wesleyan and the acclaimed New York Times bestseller of 12 books of fiction and nonfiction. And in Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, Steve employs the radical empathy he displayed as a co-host of the Dear Sugars podcast with Cheryl Strayed, where they explored the joys and trials of storytelling to explode myths that hold us back from writing our deepest and truest work. The book includes chapters on plot, character, and chronology, but travels far beyond the earnest intentions of most craft books. It also includes writing prompts to generate new work. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Richard Russo called it one of the best books on writing he's ever read, and also the funniest. Pick up a copy of Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories wherever you buy books, and add it to your TBR today. And just a quick aside to revisit the exclusive Writer Files Patreon community, where subscribers get access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and a lot more. I know that for serious writers, it can be more distracting than ever to cut through the noise, stay productive, and home in on what's happening in the publishing industry. Over 8 years, we've provided a looking glass into the habits of professional writers and publishing industry insiders. And as your humble host, I've decided to launch a membership-based Patreon for serious scribes to cut through the noise, swap tips and tricks, and hang out with like-minded peers. Just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles for bonus writing resources, monthly episode breakdowns, writer's happy hour, a community of your peers, ad-free episodes, and more. It's free to join to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something cool and special. Keep calm and write on. That's really cool. So our modern day Fitzgerald, a title that you are kind of in awe of. It's really cool to see the response to the latest one. And I mean, it's amazing to me that you've had this career and you've done so many different things that it seemingly incorporate your passions, which, between the wine and the culinary world and kind of incorporating into this New York world, which obviously you paint very vividly. it's really cool to see. And actually, you mentioned Stephanie Damler, who I also had on the show recently.
Oh, good.
And of course, she's a huge fan of yours as well. She kind of pays homage to you, actually, in the first paragraph of her latest, which is amazing. Yes. But I found it interesting that she's kind of almost a different point of view, that same time frame, kind of 2006, 2008. Yeah. Here in Manhattan. So anyway, great stuff. The newest one, Bright Precious Days, just came out. A really amazing read. So I'd love to dig in your process a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know you've had some amazing mentors in your past, Raymond Carver coming to mind as one of the kind of the antecedents of your writing career. But, as you kind of look back on, a bigger project like your latest, I'm not talking about your wine columns, but how much time per day do you think you're like kind of taking to research or read or kind of remember that time in history, that world?
Well, I don't feel, I don't do that much conscious research. That is to say, I tend to write about relatively contemporary history, and specifically New York history. Yeah. This book is set in the, as you mentioned, the years is, 2006, 7, 8. These years form the center of the book. And, I was in New York for that period. And I guess, mentally, I'm always taking notes. And, I would research specific things. I mean, one of the characters in the book is a retired private equity guy, and that's not a world that I spend much time in or thinking about. So I research somewhat in terms of specific professions, things that fall outside of my ken, but. But most of this work is just drawn from my experience living in New York, and which is not to say that this latest novel is particularly autobiographical. I mean, there's no figure that really represents me and my specific experience. But all of the characters are drawn from the world around me that I'm observing every day.
We will be right back after a very short break. Thanks so much for listening to The Writer Files.
Hey, Jared Morris here. If you know anything about Rainmaker Digital and Copyblogger, you may know that we produce incredible live events. Well, some would say that we produce incredible live events as an excuse to throw great parties, but that's another story. We've got another one coming up this October in Denver. It's called Digital Commerce Summit, and it is entirely focused on giving you the smartest ways to create and sell digital products and services. You can find out more at rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit. We'll be talking about Digital Commerce Summit in more detail as it gets closer. But for now, I'd like to let a few attendees from our past events speak for us.
For me, it's just hearing from the experts. I mean, this is my first industry event, so it's awesome to learn new stuff and also get confirmation that we're not doing it completely wrong where I work.
The best part of the conference for me is being able to mingle with people and realize that you have connections with everyone here. It feels like LinkedIn Live. I also love the parties after each day, being able to talk to the speakers, talk to other people over here. First time, people have been here before.
I think the best part of the conference for me is understanding how I can service my customers a little more easily. Seeing all the different facets and components of various enterprises then helps me pick the best tools.
Hey, we agree. One of the biggest reasons we host a conference every year is so that we can learn how to service our customers, people like you, more easily. And here are just a few more words from folks who have come to our past live events.
It's really fun. I think it's a great mix of beginner information and advanced information, so I'm really learning a lot and having a lot of fun.
Conference is great, especially because it's a single track conference where you don't get distracted by like which session should I go to and am I missing something.
I mean, the training and everything, the speakers have been awesome, but I think the coolest aspect for me has been connecting with both people who are putting it on and then the other attendees.
So that's it for now. There's a lot more to come on Digital Commerce Summit, and I really hope to see you there in October. Again, to get all the details, prices and the very best deal on tickets, head over to rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit.
It seems a little bit different than the wine writing and the culinary writing that you do, because that seems incredibly detailed in its research. You know, when you're talking about something specific as like how rosé came to be so popular. Okay, so before when you're working on a novel, before you kind of get started, do you have some pregame rituals, some warm-ups, some?
Well, especially when I'm between novels, I'm always, hoping that something just sort of springs into my brain, springs forth from my brain. I'm not sure which, but it's a process that, you have to be ready, I think, for inspiration. You know, one of the things that Raymond Carver taught me was that, you need to be sitting at your desk virtually every day, and you need to be in front of your, well, at that time it was a typewriter, but now in front of your computer, and you have to be trying. And if you aren't there, you aren't trying, the muse is less likely to visit you if you're just, taking your dry cleaning downstairs trying to flag a taxi. It's about showing up every day, and it's about trying, and it's about, being ready for the muse. Some days I sit down and I can't seem to really get anywhere, but I have to keep doing it until something occurs to me, a sentence, a voice, a memory that sparks, a flight of imagination. Frankly, I'm not sure what I'm going to do next, and I'm going to be pretty busy talking about this book for a little while.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that I'm going to hear a voice, or even sort of overhear an anecdote at the dinner table that sort of sets my mind.
That's cool. So, are you like a morning writer? Are you an evening writer?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a morning person, but for some reason I find that, when I wake up, I need to have copious amounts of coffee and then immediately get in front of the computer. And somehow, if I don't get going, if I'm not doing it by noon, I just feel like the day's gotten away from me. I get discouraged, and I don't seem to be able to start up. But I sit down about 9:30 in the morning, and I try to stay there until I get really hungry. Yeah. Obviously, when I'm in the middle of a novel, this process is a little easier, and I'm often aware of what I'm going to be doing, for 3 or 4 hours, because I'm in the middle of a chapter or a story, and other times I'm struggling to figure out the next sentence, the next paragraph, the next turn of events. But it's always great once you're, in the middle and you know to some extent where you're going. I seldom know more than a chapter or two ahead where I'm going, I think that, there are those writers who outline and who know what they're doing in advance, but for me, it's always a process of discovery, and I think a lot of the interesting stuff happens at the level of language. And I can never, I've never sat down with an entire book in my head, beginning, middle, and end. I'm always kind of improvising.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I like, and I've heard you talk about this before, improvisation over planning, and I think it's another author called it kind of writing into the dark, which I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
So, you've written about kind of at least your process while you're writing Bright Lights, Big City, one of my favorites, honestly. But, you know, I always thought of a soundtrack while I was reading it, kind of that 80s sound. Yeah. And then, you know, I read that piece that you did. We were talking about Joy Division, which I loved so much. Do you still like to crank up the stereo to inspire yourself? Or
yeah, I do. I do. And you're right. Bright Lights, Big City really did have a sort of pretty distinct period soundtrack. Some of which I actually put into the novel, like the Talking Heads, and, I don't know, The Cure, I guess, and bands that were contemporary. With this novel, I was listening mostly to jazz and blues. Blues has been a really big passion of mine for many, many years. In fact, you know, Bright Lights, Big City comes from a Jimmy Reed song.
That's right.
Lately I've done something I never thought I would do, which is I've got interested in jazz, or at least I'm a fledgling in jazz. somebody gave me a set of these Blue Note reissues, and right about the time that I was starting to write this book, I found Miles Davis, John Coltrane. I found it kind of conducive to the tone of this particular book.
Yeah.
Along with my usuals, like Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson and Skip James.
Yeah, yeah.
The blues guys.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining me for this half of A Tour Through the Writer's Process. If you enjoy the Writer Files podcast, please subscribe to the show and leave us a rating or a review on iTunes to help other writers find us. For more episodes, or to just leave a comment or a question, you can drop by writerfiles.fm. And you can always chat with me on Twitter @KeltonReed. Cheers. Talk to you next week.